Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. Pump it up. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and baseball. Been batty, batty good to many, many people. Boston Red Sox. Look, it's summertime. And baseball is, well, it's a big deal all over America and Japan. But the Boston Red Sox held its annual Pride event on Monday night by forcing fans to endure a Pride party.
Oh, my goodness.
Consisting of a drag show inside the stadium's concourse.
Oh,
now, hold on. Yeah. I thought we were trying to speed the game of baseball up, not drag it down. Shecky Rose will be here all week. You take your kids to the American pastime.
Mm-hmm.
Look, by the way, I've said it before. You're an adult. You want to dress in drag? That's up to you. You want to entertain in a place that's not open to kids and sing songs? I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. But when you go running around and having a drag show where you're exposed to children, I don't know that that's healthy. I don't know that that's necessarily good for the kids. And you know who should ultimately decide that level of exposure? I don't know, call me crazy, but I think the parents should be able to decide that. And that way they can answer the questions that, trust me, are definitely going to come up. They can address those questions at a time when they think maybe their child is mature enough to take in that kind of information. We know that visibility and inclusivity in sports not only affirm the right of everyone to participate and belong, but also enrich the spirit of competition and camaraderie, an announcer said over the stadium's public address system, according to OutKick. We know that visibility and inclusivity in sports, the players can't wear whatever they want. They have a dress apparel that is typically known as something called a uniform. You may have heard of that. So what are you talking about? Visibility and inclusivity. Are you making a statement about biological males playing in women's sports? When teams, front offices, and fans come together to create welcoming environments, everyone can thrive. And we prove that we are all better when we stand together. The team also invited drag queens and other Pride supporters out onto the field to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Many visitors also received a Sox Pride hat. The Sox, however, lost to the Tampa Bay Rays 10-8. Oh, oopsie. Nice? Yeah. So sorry. Why do these professional sports franchises feel compelled to have to include this stuff? Why can't they say thanks but no thanks? Can't they decide on what they are willing to participate in? Well, yes, they are. But they feel the pressure and they cave into it. I don't know. I lived my whole life. I've been to baseball games. I never had to, I don't know, watch drag queens out on the baseball field. And look at me, I survived. Lead paint, no seat belts and all of it. I think people are getting tired of it. Now, when you have a welcoming environment, well, if you mean by that being cordial and courteous to all people, regardless of their appearance, how they dress, I totally agree with that. This is not about being malicious or mean in any way. It's about what families would deem appropriate. What exactly is the purpose behind that? All it does is raise questions by children. So, Daddy, last time we went to the game, there were soldiers out there getting an award and everyone cheered. What are these people getting an award for? Daddy, that person in that dress over there looks like a man.
Nice beard.
It's like that dude looks like a lady.
Well, that could be a song. They could catch on.
Come on, man.
I know.
And again,
but we're being inclusive.
There's no malicious intent. You welcome everybody. Look, you pay for a ticket, you're welcome. You be nice, you're welcome. Please don't pour your beer on me. Try to keep the cussing to a minimum when my child is sitting next to me. I'll try to do the same for you. I'll try.
Yeah.
And okay, now here we are. It is what it is. Oh, breaking news. I got breaking news for you. This is not fake breaking news. This is actually legit.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, come on. What you got?
U.S.-China trade deal done. Pending presidential approval just minutes ago. Trump said this. The U.S. and China reached a framework to implement a trade deal struck between the two sides last month in Geneva, according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Trump then posted on Truth Social, again, minutes ago, that our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. That could be a movie. Yeah. President Xi and me. The development comes after 2 days of meetings between negotiators in London and a phone call last week between President Donald Trump and President Xi. U.S. and China announced a 90-day détente that involved reduced tariffs in May, but both sides had accused each other of running afoul of the deal. But nope, we have reached a framework to implement the Geneva Consensus, according to Lutnick. Wow. Full magnets and any necessary rare earths will be supplied up front by China. Likewise, we will provide to China what was agreed to, including Chinese students using our colleges and universities, which we are getting a total of 55% tariffs. China's getting 10%. Relationship is excellent, Trump added. Wow. I wonder what that'll do to the market. I would assume that the market will like that, that the market will smile. But I guess we should make assumptions when it comes to the market. But the China thing was always really the sticky part of the whole trade thing, wasn't it? Probably the most concerning aspect of it. Newspaper reporting, let's see, that key goal for the American negotiators led by Lutnick and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was to encourage Beijing to accelerate their exports of rare earth minerals and magnets that contain them. Meanwhile, Beijing's negotiators asked the U.S. to ease restrictions on the sale of technology and other goods to China. Huh. So we'll get more details as they do unveil those aspects of the agreement. But at least in appearance and on the surface, you would have to say that this is a very good thing. And the market should like that. Market's in pretty good shape. I think the last I saw, we're nearing 43,000. Time to cash it in and buy that precious metal that we're going to need for the upcoming riots. Lead.
Yeah. A little lead, a little copper. Yeah.
Yep. No, hopefully that won't be the case. But what do these nutbags want that are doing this? What is it? Un-King? No King Day?
No King Day. Yeah. I don't know.
Man, remember the good old days when we had like King Cake?
Ooh.
You remember that?
We haven't had one in a couple of years.
From Nolens?
Oh, yeah.
And that was that kicked off Lent, ended Fat Tuesday with a king cake.
You know, if you ate too much king cake,
I liked
it. Lived to a fat
day. I missed that. That's the kind of king celebration we need. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome. The 9 o'clock stretch in progress. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Morning, Greg. What's going on?
Oh, just getting things done. Got a trip coming up in a few days, so it's kind of like, oh, the stuff you got to get done before you aren't doing anything.
Do you make a list?
Do I make a list? You know me.
I know you do in your mind, but do you actually write things down?
Actually, sometimes, because at that point, there's like maybe more things to get done, and I know that I'll forget something.
Yeah, you should try to write things down,
yeah,
and that gives your mind kind of a little bit of break, because I know how you are. You have a scroll. It scrolls through all the things you have to do between now and when you leave for your vacation.
And
it just keeps going round and round.
Like
and
a Rolodex,
And sometimes it even does it at night when you're trying to sleep.
Yes.
You know what I say to that?
What's that?
Snap out of it.
Wow, is this your concern in caring ministry of helping
How'd you
people?
Know?
I could tell.
And I'm a patriot like Trump. I'm not even taking a paycheck for it.
Wow, what a guy.
That's right.
What a guy.
Hey, inflation increased, but only slightly in May. Remained above the Federal Reserve's target rate, though, ahead of the central bank's next meeting, which is coming up later on this month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics on Wednesday said the Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of how everyday goods like gasoline, groceries, and rent costs, rose 0.1% in May compared with last month, while it was up 2.4% on an annual basis. Man, if they would just put the numbers together like exactly the same way they did, you know, when Biden was president and he had the inflation going through the roof, man, this looks phenomenal compared to that. That's all I could say. I know it's not exactly at the Fed's target, so to speak, the 2% thing overall yearly, but it's looking pretty darn good, I have to tell you. So hang in there, my friends, all right? We are watching a dictator take over in real time.
What?
Yeah, listen to this. The upside-down flag. You know, America's in distress.
Right.
Well, they say American democracy is in distress. Yeah, it's a representative constitutional republic. Someday they'll figure that out. But for now, it is not unpatriotic to resist. It is unpatriotic to stay silent. Women's March Foundation President Emiliana Guerra claimed in a press release on Tuesday. The group press release was branded an SOS, Save Our Ship, and referred to flying flags upside down as a historic signal of distress. You know, I bet these same people were flying their flags upside down as the borders were wide open. America was in distress.
You mean while the invasion was going on?
Yeah, we had 70 to 100,000 people die between the ages of 18 and 49 per year from fentanyl.
No, no, Bob, we did not hear from these people, and they were not suggesting that we fly the American
record
flag upside down.
Numbers of people put into some form of human slavery.
They were not looking at that as a distressful situation.
Illegals that were coming from murderous, rapist, drug dealing gangs were flooding our cities.
No, gangs in apartment complexes was not distressful enough for them.
So America's in distress because we have federal law enforcement that is trying to get rid of an invading force that has done damage to Americans and America.
According to these whack jobs, yes.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Women's March Foundation is calling on all Americans, whether they're marching, protesting, or sitting this one out, to join them in a powerful visual act of resistance. The organization went as far as comparing Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration to early Nazi tactics and slammed him for bypassing the will of California's leftist leadership in sending the National Guard to Los Angeles. How dare we have a president who thinks that people should follow the law, including immigration laws? Wow. And really, the early Nazi Germany tactics. The guy who has been the greatest friend as a president to Israel in the history of our country is the guy that is compared to Nazi Germany and kicking Jews out or putting them on trains.
Wouldn't you think that at some point either they would have caught on to the irony of that, or they really think people are stupid?
I guess these people, I believe there's at least enough of them that they're true believers.
I guess.
I mean, I told you, I saw something on Facebook earlier from someone that I know, and I know he was serious when he said, these are peaceful protests, there's been no violence, and that you're just wasting money by sending troops that were not asked for, and stopping people from exercising their constitutional rights.
They must be listening to Maxine Waters.
And this came out to where there's been days and days of coverage, but apparently, I guess a lot of the networks are treating it similar to how they treated the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're trying to make it a non-story.
Right.
But didn't they get busted for doing that during the summer riots and the BLM and all that?
Yep.
These are mostly peaceful riots, and literally the building behind the reporter is burning down.
What's a peaceful protest, Bob?
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Lord, hear our prayer.
Ugh.
I don't know what people do without that crutch of religion that I rely on, that faith thing. I don't know. I don't know what they do. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. We need that on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
AI is replacing everyone. AI. It's funny. I was just trying to click on an AI story. I'm not kidding you. On Fox News.
Yeah, it won't let you.
I click on it.
Yeah.
And, oh, now it popped up. It went to some random file type page.
Hmm. Weird.
Where it usually says, like, file not found or something. Anyway, good morning. It's 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Mark Zuckerberg apparently is building super intelligence AI team there at Meta.
Mm-hmm.
He's joined the AI race. Yep, he's building a team of experts to develop artificial general intelligence that can meet or exceed human capabilities. Bloomberg News reported Zuckerberg is looking to build a super intelligence team and is recruiting from a group of AI researchers and engineers who he has been holding a series of meetings with. He believes that Meta is positioned to outpace other tech companies in the race for AGI and has prioritized the recruitment of his team, Bloomberg reported, citing people familiar with Meta's CEO plans. And Greg, was it you that just mentioned to me something about, was it Google that was offering buyouts to people because AI will probably replace maybe what they're doing?
Yeah, they were talking about that on the business report where they are letting some folks, I guess, go away, looking at, I guess, a lot of positions to be replaced by AI.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you work for the high-tech company because that's where the good jobs used to be.
Well, I know there's a push for more high-tech, quote-unquote, industry in the U.S. I know Trump's part of that, trying to make that push happen, but is it really going to be real jobs created?
You know, this is looking like, at this point at least, I say only, it's a lot of people and their families, but a couple of hundred jobs are going to go away and be replaced by AI probably.
But I, if you have like a degree in electrical engineering, aren't they going to need people that are going to have to so-called hook up the AI? Apparently, these are things that consume vast amounts of energy. So don't they have to build out all of those facilities? And don't they have to, you know, properly wire all the things that need to be, well, wiring maybe is not the right term now, but.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do all that. Now, whether those are contractors or in-house people, that's a whole other story.
Now, if this technology is effective at other technologies that we saw emerge, like, you know, the expansion of the personal computer more and more computer programs being utilized in the workplace, then I think that people in the industry should have no fear. I mean, we saw it in radio. They're like, hey, we can get rid of, a couple of your people on the air, and they can do this voice tracking thing because we have the software and stuff to where we can duplicate their efforts, thereby saving your entity X amount of dollars, to which the corporate people said, cha-ching, if it makes us money, we don't care if it's a flipping bloodbath. Go for it.
Well, instead of working that five-hour radio shift, they can knock the whole thing out in 30 minutes.
But what they came to realize, first of all, you lose something as far as quality goes.
Yes, you
lose something as far as being immediate. We are live on the radio right now.
Spontaneous.
Not everybody can say that.
It's true.
But at the end of the day, and the point I was trying to make was, you can argue about the quality or the impact to the listener, but the bottom line is the bottom line. All the replacing they did and were talked into, hey, this is going to replace people that you're paying money to.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have, along with all the software and hardware and all the other stuff, which we saw whole closets full of stuff.
Old equipment.
And constantly have to be improved, updated, or they become obsolete very, very quickly either way. So when they start to add up the cost, and then, so you need someone that can fix that or make that work properly.
Well, you have engineers, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's people that are engineers and IT people that make more money than the people that were replaced to do, you know, the regular human job that was getting done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once again, you know, the AI thing will be sold to us as something great.
Right.
But it will, like all other technology, it'll definitely have its shortcomings. Mm-hmm. And then there's the whole, you know, what's the worst case scenario kind of thing? How much power will these entities, for lack of a better term, these entities have?
Well, I'm sure solar will take care of all that on a sunny day, or maybe a windmill on a windy
Well, no,
day.
The energy needs are going to be huge. But
yes,
I'm saying,
are.
You
they
know,
are.
If you build a machine big enough, smart enough,
mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden when you try to turn the power off, guess what? Access denied. Access denied.
Well, you know, funny that you just, by saying that, we used to feel like we were in charge of computers.
I remember that day.
Now, if it doesn't want to do something, or if it wants to go ahead and keep doing something, and it's programmed to do its thing, you don't have control anymore.
Long before there was P. Diddy, I was slapping my Tandy.
Wow, there's a flashback.
You do what I say, girl.
Yeah.
Probably not too soon for that.
But we understand Tandy Corporation and Radio Shack.
The analogy.
Yeah.
Wow. The Radio Shack has literally turned into just a shack.
I know. They were a whole store back then.
I bet you did. You were all geeked out, weren't you?
I had all kinds of stuff from Radio Shack. I had the, They had toys too.
I was semi-geeky with it, I guess.
I built a radio, you know.
Really?
Put little wires between the springs and ground it.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you use for your little crystal?
Well, it had all the pieces and you put it together on this board. Yeah, it was kind of a whole pre-package kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bob, it was like the electronic version of IKEA.
Basically, yes. I built a radio.
Probably actually had less parts.
It did.
And it turned into a working radio.
And it did work. Yeah.
All right.
I like the furniture sometimes.
Progressive union leaders, progressive, I love that term,
mm-hmm.
are ditching ordinary Americans as they embrace illegal migrants in Los Angeles. Just 8 months after voters elected a president who declared his solidarity with...
Yes.
Ordinary Americans. This is by Neil Monroe of Breitbart. He says, is a labor movement? We were built on this word. The word is solidarity. Union leader Liz Shuler announced Monday at a raucous rally in Capitol Hill, adding, solidarity is what our brother David Huerta was showing up for last Friday when he stood up for illegal immigrant workers in his community, and when he was legally exercising his constitutional rights. That's why I'm here, bringing the voices of 15 million working people in the AFL-CIO standing strong together to end these unjust ICE raids right now. Did these people that are being raided, that are being cuffed and taken away.
Ordinary people? Ordinary Americans?
They're not ordinary people. Did they vote?
Well, they might have in California.
Well.
But should they? No.
So you've got these people that are pledging solidarity with illegals and not Americans. And again, not a shocker, unfortunately, when you have Governor Newsom doing the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Now look. There are people that think that all of L.A. is burning. It is not.
No.
This is a few city square blocks where most of the bad things were occurring. But does that make it any less damaging when they are burning cars, throwing Molotov cocktails, purposefully trying to hurt law enforcement officers? And why didn't it expand? One of the reasons why is because Trump reacted to it quickly. They knew he would, and they knew that then they could turn around and go, see, the authoritarian didn't wait for the governor. In fact, by getting the troops out there, the National Guard, that's actually when the violence started. Newsom tried to say that, and he might continue that lie because that's what Democrats do, even when completely proven untrue, which is untrue. The violence started on Friday. Trump didn't have the people there until Saturday. So they want to say that, everything was peaceful until the National Guard arrived. That is a lie. But try to explain that to any of your lefty friends. In fact, you know what? Don't waste your time anymore. Don't waste your time. Just tell them, you know, if there's no riots, then go there and send us a video from there. Right? and hope nothing bad happens.
We'll
9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Time for upbeat, positive thoughts, things that make you smile. We need that. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in right now. 877-975-9825. We're looking for positive, upbeat thoughts, non-political. You can do it. Call now. 97.3 The Sky. Call in now for things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:52. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, non-political, positive thoughts. And it is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. 877-975-9825. And Greg, what's making you smile?
Well, since you asked, you know what? And I enjoy this every year. And I think because of all the negativity in the world, they stand out even more. And that is our Valor winners that you read every morning at 8:35 on the show. I mean, it is so easy for just society, I guess, to, I don't know, take for granted our first responders, whether it's law enforcement, the paramedic EMTs, the whatever. But hearing the things that they do, and some would say, oh, well, they're paid to do the job. Well, no, those jobs are callings. They just happen to get a salary and probably not enough. But it makes me smile when I hear these stories and know that they are getting the accolades that they deserve.
That's right. At 8:35 every weekday morning through the month of June, we do salute and we call out Valor. Like we did this morning, John Dial, Sergeant John Dial, Deputy Rob Lee from Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office, showed up in like 6 minutes after a call, revived somebody till fire rescue could get there, saved a life. And they said, it's not just this, but they do these kinds of things all the time.
And that's amazing.
And
yeah.
That's why we love to put the spotlight on them, and they absolutely definitely deserve it. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
When we are possessed with intelligence, rationale overcome, and that is the valuable lesson that we learned from Elon. His intelligence took over. God bless America.
All right, and that's when he came back and backpedaled a little bit and starting to put out that olive branch, and him and Trump are going to make it. Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's making me smile was your coverage of Radio Shack. I used to wander around that store all the time as a child. In fact, I still have a functional shortwave radio and a pair of walkie-talkies that I bought from Radio Shack, because you can't just operate with one walkie-talkie.
No, you can't.
Right?
No.
It's no fun.
No.
Yeah. All right, thanks, everybody. Moving on, though. The Smoking Gun is up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A federal grand jury has issued a 3-count federal indictment against Congresswoman LaMonica McIver after she reportedly was caught on camera storming an immigration and ICE enforcement detention center in Newark, New Jersey last month. She faces up to 17 years in federal prison. I think it's a pretty big deal that they even got the indictment. But as far as doing time, come on. She's not the real MacGyver, but she is a politician, so she will find a way out of this, probably completely unscathed. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.